Welcome back to Jump Scare. I'm Betty.
And I'm Shad.
This week, we watched Bit.
You know those teen vampire movies that feel like the horny soap opera fever dreams of an eighth grade diary? Here's how mine began.
The graduating class of Central Oregon High.
Be safe.
Oh my God, guys, I'm gonna be fine. My first night in LA, and it's already the best night of my life.
Hi.
We're going to an after-hours party if you want to come.
That's enough.
Shoveled a lot in your life, haven't you? How would you like to hold the keys to the kingdom for a change? Now would be the time for any questions.
Were you guys, like, vampires?
Yup.
Do you guys kill people?
Indiscriminately.
Innocent people?
It's like 80-20. Rule number one, never turn a man into a vampire. Men can't handle power.
Welcome to Bite Club.
Bite Club? What about Bit Girls?
Sounds like we're part of STEM or something.
Welcome home.
What, no coffin?
Why would we do that?
Cause it's dope.
You're staying away from drugs, right?
Yes, Mom. My life's a horror movie. Life's full of things you never think should happen, and then it does.
I'm going to be 18 forever.
People just think you're aging well.
So this is one of the films that were at the Popcorn Frights Film Festival that we missed in 2019, last year. And I was sad to miss this one because we had been to Popcorn Frights the year before, where this director / writer had his first film, Boogeyman Pop, which was an anthology that was also at Popcorn Frights.
Yeah, and it was kind of one of those anthologies. It wasn't just necessarily three stories. They kind of all connected around to each other in a roundabout way. Kind of like Trick or Treat's an anthology, but the stories have like kind of a through line that go through, you know, link them up.
Yeah. And, you know, I read the like synopsis of the film and I'm like, okay, this sounds very interesting. And then I'm pretty sure Popcorn Frights had it like Ginger Snaps meets Lost Boys, which I don't really agree with that per se, but you know, to get you like the gist of the film, more or less, when you think about that, you're like, okay, I know what
we're
I'm
trying to break it down to the simplest things possible, you know?
Yeah. So you have, you know, a typical story of girl goes to LA and shit ensues. The yeah. End. That was the end of the movie. That was it. And there was vampires. Just kidding. Girl goes to LA and she, you know, first night there, she goes out to a party with her brother.
Yep. And immediately, like you do when you're in LA, you just go off with the first stranger you meet. Because why not? Everybody in LA is safe.
Yeah, she ditches her brother and goes off with this black girl, very pretty black girl. And, you know, she's intriguing.
They have a good time. They go to a different club. They go hang out on the roof. They make out, they maybe have sex, we don't really see if they do or not, but then she's like, well, I guess I'll go, and when she starts to leave, that's when the girl bites her. You find out, whoops, she was a vampire, she was just luring her up here to kill her.
And, you know, we're watching this film, and I didn't know this until the end of the film, because I didn't really do any, like, pre-game research, that this character is supposed to be transgender, because the actual actress is transgender.
Yeah.
And so I didn't get that at all from the character whatsoever. I know there were some plot points, they kind of like hinted that she had a rough time in her life and, you know, whatever, but they don't really hone in and say it's because of this and this.
Yeah, they never, as far as I can recall, explicitly say it's because I was transgender. They just mentioned that, you know, she had a rough time. The brother at one point mentions he moved to get away from her because everything was always about her. and he didn't want to be, you know, he wanted to be in his own right, important, not just always answering questions about her, so he moved away. And he talked about they went to therapy and all this, but they didn't really say exactly what it was. It could have been anything.
Yeah, it could have been a number of things. I did not get that at all from the film, but, you know, I guess if you read about it, the description of the movie, it does say a transgender teenage girl. So
it depends on which description you read. We watched this on the Hoopla website and it didn't really mention that.
Yes, it didn't.
It depends. And, you know, I guess in some ways that's good because you could read, it could have just been she was a troubled teen, she tried to kill herself. You know what I mean? You don't know exactly what, since the movie doesn't specify it explicitly, it could be anything.
Now, if you are into like if you're into like Rotten Tomatoes and like ratings and stuff like that, this didn't get an IMDb. There's like a 3.7 out of 10. I think that's kind of harsh, you know?
Well, IMDb is pretty harsh. I mean, if you look up stuff like Raiders of the Lost Ark, it only has a 6.5. Or, you know, Star Wars will have like a 7.9 or something. You know, the most popular movies ever made and that are not rated very well on IMDb.
Yeah, I don't know who's on that IMDb, but
it's ratings from people. So anybody who doesn't like the movie can just trash it and then with another account trash it again. That's part of the problem with those kind of things.
Wow, that's pretty terrible. And it's like, don't you have a life? Why would you go out of your way to do this? The film, it is slow paced. I found it to be entertaining because it had things I hadn't seen before, and I really liked the direction it went in. So kudos to you, Brad. The whole thing of like, okay, her coming to LA and then she gets involved with these like feminist quote unquote like vampires. That story of why and how the main vampire of the group,
which they call Duke.
Duke's story, I love that sequence. That is probably my favorite sequence I've seen in a really long time. I don't know if it's because, one, I was born and raised in New York, so I have, you know, a love for my city, even though probably not even filmed there, but that's fine, that sequence. But she's, like, in the 70s. I also love the 70s, and I love disco. So it just, I love that sequence of like the origin of her, how we've never seen the Dracula's brides like version of things of like how they do. Did they want to become his bride? I mean, obviously a lot of the times they're forced to, but we don't really get to see their story. So it was interesting for me to see her in that role and want to break free of that life and like how it wasn't up to her because she was glamored. You know, the whole, we've known this from every fucking vampire movie ever seen, that you vampires can have an alluring power over people, and how that's just so, it's like a drug and you just can't break from it. So that was very interesting on how he took that and kind of like made the story where she was herself. Like she was a woman who was interested in other women, who didn't want to be with a man, who lived her life the way she wanted to live. You know, that's why she came to New York. That's why she left whatever the farm and all that shit. And then she sees this fucking guy across the room and she can't help herself. She's like, I'm enthralled by this guy. Like, I can't. And she lives that life for decades until, spoiler alert, she breaks free. And then, you know, sets her rules and starts her own gang of women and never letting another man
power. That's one of their main rules, is don't turn any men into vampires.
I enjoy this way more than I enjoyed Bliss. I mean, let's not even get into that. But yes, I enjoyed this film way more than I enjoyed Bliss because of that sequence. And then, yeah, it was slow paced and, you know, it's like any other beginner film, there's going to be issues, but I really didn't care about any of that stuff because I did like the characters. I did like, you know, Duke, and I hated her. That's how I knew she was doing a good job. I hated the bitch. I was like, I fucking hate you at the beginning of the movie. Like, I'm going to say probably like 30 minutes of the beginning of the movie. I'm like, ah, this bitch. But once I heard her story, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I like that. I can understand why you would become that way. And then they were going out and killing. I mean, they didn't go out of their way to kill innocents. They were just killing fucking guys that were doing terrible, shady shit.
Yeah, like they had a guy, like they didn't say exactly what it was, but she lured him back up to the room where they were at, and then once he was handcuffed, she was like, well, I'm sure you remember the girl, and, you know, started making some allusions to this thing that he had done something shitty to this girl, something really bad, and then that's why she was killing him. There was another one where they lured a guy there that was like a radio host that was like, it's fine to rape women. That's what they like. You know, he was real sexist and misogynist like that. They lured him out there to kill him. You know, they're going out of the way to get, like she said, it's about 80-20. She said, about 80% of the people we kill really deserve it. And the other 20% are innocent. We're just hungry. So they still lost a little bit of their humanity, but you still see they're at least trying a little bit, you know?
Yeah, because they could have just blown out and just killed everybody in sight. But, and you, I guess that's also good on the part of the, like, the director, like, how he's showing you what he wants, because you already go in thinking these are vampires, they're women scorned from, you know, obviously from what you get from them. And then the scenes where there's humans that are just there, like, when they break in, but when they get invited into the house, I was like, the brother's dead. Like, he's dead. Because every other vampire movie, the vampires would just come in into a residency and just murder everybody. Because they're vampires. That's what, they don't give a fuck, right? But they didn't. And I did like that, too, because it also backed up the story of the 80-20 thing. And just, like, we're not just out here viciously killing people for no fucking random reason. When we want to, we can be civilized and just take out the bad guys.
Yeah. Because they did, you thought, like, oh, shit, they're really going to kill their brother when they come in. But no, he just, they were kind of rude to him. They were kind of dismissive. But, you know, you could chalk that up just to, he did just, oh, this is my younger sister's annoying friends, and they just don't want to be around me. So he didn't think too much of it.
Yeah, it really worked out for them. Because as a viewer, you're like, oh, because you're expecting that. But he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not what the story's about. You know, we're focusing on her transition, which, that's another thing. I'm like talking about the film, I'm like, okay, she transitioned, because that's from a male to a female. Now she's going through another transition from a human to a vampire.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, it's like a cocoon. There's a lot of, you know, metamorphosis going within this character. She's going through a lot of change.
Yeah, and even before the vampire, she's gone through a lot of change. So then once she becomes non-human to go with it, that's a really big leap, you know?
Yeah, which later on, she does have that little, later on in the end, she does have that monologue where she's like, we can change things and everyone can be equal. And so everyone would have to live long and deal with everyone's shit. Like, you have no choice. So I get that. So there's, it's subtle. Like, if you find out the whole, that she's transgender, if you don't even know that, you're going to just assume that she just means just, you know, humans being shitty humans. And then this is going to make everyone equal in the sense that everyone's a vampire. Get over it. We're all fucked, you know. So that monologue fits both ways.
Yeah, I like it. If you didn't know anything about the transgender, it could just be she just had a rough childhood. She didn't fit in. They showed her, like, at the beginning, like, at a party with her best friend that was gay. And you could just assume, okay, well, maybe she came from, like, a small town in Oregon. They just weren't very accepting of, you know, her and her friends and that. So you could just assume that's what it was, too.
I do have a note here, my first note. Boogeyman Pop, if you've never seen it, check it out. That film, they go to a party. The film mostly is at a party. Like, there's a lot of party scenes in the movie. And when this movie opened up and they're at the party and they're, like, looking as the bite, like, they're like, oh, you know, they're making out and, you know, teenagers are being teenagers and they're being wild and just kind of like the outcast of the party looking in, per se, even though they're in the party. But I was thinking, the first thought I was like, when you are in a Brad Michael Elmore movie, it's not going to go well for you at a fucking party.
No, it doesn't.
Shit end is well. Going down.
Yeah, the parties don't seem to go very well.
I was like, oh, they're at a party. I remember the last time when it happened at the party, and it was not good. And then also, you know, maybe the other thing is, like, don't go to cool-ass looking parties. If someone's trying to be friends with you, you don't trust them. So, like, you end up with a cool-ass party, right? And then some random cool person comes up to you, and they're like, hey, what's up? Let's hang out. Don't trust this person. Why did they just come up to you? Why did they hone in on you out of all the fucking people in this party and want to hang out with you? I would be mad suspicious.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you never fit anywhere before, but on your first day in LA, you make all the cool friends. I'm suspicious of this immediately.
I'm fucking jealous because I wish I went to a fucking party. Someone would have plucked me out and made me a fucking vampire. Because I'm waiting. Like that, when True Blood came out, I was like, is this going to happen in real life? Because where's happening? I'm ready for the vampire to come out and make me into a vampire. I'm ready for it. So maybe I should just go to more parties, especially in LA. Well, there's all kinds of vampires in LA, but I'm looking for the ones that, you know, actually.
Yeah, go to the clubs, you know, hang out, you'll meet them. Either be this or it'll be Bliss or it'll be some kind of vampire going on in LA.
Yeah, there's all kinds of shit going on in LA with the fucking vampires. It's like, it's Sin City, right? In a sense. I mean, I know that's technically Las Vegas, but also it could apply here. I give the film 2.5 knives.
Yeah, I'd say 2.5. It's pretty good. There's some decent vampire effects in it. It's obviously low budget, so they don't go out of their way to show you a whole lot. But they do show some pretty cool things. And you get the sense of, like, they could do more, but they're just kind of like, yeah, we don't want to do that. It's not cool.
No, I mean, it being your second movie, and I like the concept of it. I like the backstory of, you know, I like Duke's backstory and the reasoning behind it and everything. And it gives a different look to the whole vampires. We really don't see a lot of female vampires, you know, doing their thing, being empowered. They're mostly in the random chick that's in the group, you know, and all the dudes are making all the decisions and fucking everything up. And they're just kind of like in the background. So I did like that. I did like that. So kudos to you. And we watched this film, as we said earlier, on Hoopla.
Yeah.
So does that go to just any library card or?
Some libraries do it. Some don't. Some do use different services. But yeah, if you're in the Osceola County, I think you're in Orange County as also well in Florida, you can sign up for Hoopla and you can watch a lot of the movies. They have a lot of the newer horror movies on there.
Yeah, so check out if your state, obviously if you're in the USA, if your state has a website like that that's connected to your library card that you can use and rent out, check and rent out books and movies and stuff, because it's free. And yep, it's pretty awesome because you get to watch some interesting films and they have a vast library of things.
Yeah, they have a lot of pretty good mix of new and old. I mean, they just recently added this. They added that movie Villains. They've added Satanic Panic. They've added a lot of the newer horror movies out there.
Thank you so much, guys, and stay tuned to the horror.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.